Coming up on episode 119 of TritonCast, we're chatting with UC San Diego's new director of athletics, Andy Fee. Though he's only been on the job a couple of days, Andy's already hard at work. In this interview, you'll hear his vision for the program, how he'll prepare the Tritons for the move to the West Coast Conference, and so much more. New AD Andy Fee is in the Triton spotlight this week on TritonCast. Hello and welcome to episode 119 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. I'm Jeff Turiel. Whether you found us on your favorite podcast platform or UCSDTritons.com, thank you for joining us this week. Before we get to our conversation with Andy, let's go around campus. After missing the last year, golf's Davis McDowell came back with a bang. He won the Ram Masters Invitational last weekend in Colorado. Cross country's Sylvana Northrup was voted Big West Athlete of the Week by the conference's head coaches following her performance over the weekend at Texas A&M. Tickets for UC San Diego's homecoming basketball games are on sale through Triton Box Office. The women host Denver on November 7th, and the men welcome Houston Christian the next night. Fans in attendance to both games will get Big West Champions replica banners. Be a part of the action and lock in your seats today. And this week's University Credit Union Athletes of the Week are Ante Buzov from men's water polo and Sylvana Northrup from women's cross country. Congrats to those two. Now it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Our conversation is with new UC San Diego Athletic Director Andy Fee. He's just the third AD in La Jolla in the last 50 years. There's a lot to tackle with so much changing in the industry. And earlier this month, it was announced the Tritons will be moving to the West Coast Conference starting in 2027. So where does Andy start? Here's our Triton Spotlight conversation with Andy Fee. All right, Andy, so what excites you most about this new opportunity?
Well, to be able to work at a world-class university, one of the greatest institutions any student, faculty, staff, scholar-athlete could possibly be at, I get to be a part of. And to be part of something great is what we're all chasing. We all want to compete, whether it's in the classroom, on the field of competition, to win championships, to graduate, and to go on and make a difference in the world. And if I get to be a small part of that, then that's a huge win for me.
And so as you settle in at UC San Diego, what is your vision for the program?
Yeah, so as a department, we've got some lofty and ambitious goals. And one of those is to compete and to win the 1AAA Learfield Cup, which is the award given out to the most successful department in the country and in our classification at the 1AAA level, which is the non-football level. Is what our goal is as a department. And that comes with basketball leading the way. We need basketball to succeed and be competitive and to get us where we want to be. And from that point, all boats rise. And I see the department being a very successful department. But that takes kind of building and sustaining winning programs. You need to recruit great people. You need to retain great people. But those programs, we want them to compete for championships. And ultimately, you know, we want to do things the right way. And that kind of is a cliche, but it encompasses everything we do. And so it goes with how we treat one another, how we go about our work. We're given a lot of trust is put in us with these scholar athletes and these programs. And so we want to make sure that we represent UC San Diego in the best light possible.
That's pretty ambitious for a new program, a program that's new to Division I. So where do you start? How do we get to that place?
Yeah, it is very ambitious. But that's, as I mentioned earlier, the pull of the job is this is an elite world-class university. It's got so much going on for it. And for us to kind of aim at anything less would not be serving the purpose, in my opinion. So it's going to take a lot of hard work. It will not be easy. We need everybody to be on board and working towards that goal. But we have great leadership at this campus with the chancellor and his executive team. And with great leadership, you can accomplish great things. So it's ambitious. We've got a lot of work cut out for us, but we want to kind of set that as the North Star. We want to be the best, and that will be the goal.
And a moment ago, you called out men's and women's basketball in particular. So why is it so important for those programs to have success in order to help the department as a whole?
Yeah, well, as you know, and our fans and everybody knows, we're currently in the Big West, but we will be transitioning into the WCC in summer of 2027. And that's very exciting. You know, the Big West is a great conference. The WCC does offer us an opportunity to be in one of the best mid-major basketball conferences in America. And with that comes some deeper water. The programs in there are very focused, and basketball, being a basketball-centric conference, is something that we need to make sure that we're aligned and prepared for. We don't want to limp into the WCC. We want to run into that thing and be competing for championships. And that comes with the basketball programs at the front of the pack. Having said that, the WC is a comprehensive conference in that it has a deep sports programs across the conference, whether it's baseball, soccer, water polo. I mean, you name it, softball. It's going to be a challenge, but we need basketball to be at the front. It's the revenue producer. It's going to, you know, raise the level for all the other programs. And so we will be focused on basketball, but that does not mean we're ignoring any of the other programs at all. We need everybody to be firing on all cylinders. But basketball in our world, at the 1AAA world, that's where the future is in terms of revenues. So we need to be focused on that.
In our discussion today, we'll get into your career and background. But in the case of UC San Diego, again, being so new to Division I, and in the big picture, a pretty new university as a whole, right? Only just over 60 years old. So as you take over this position, what is the biggest challenge in building a program?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the great part about being young is that you have opportunity. The challenge is that you may not have the legacy that some schools who have been doing it for over 100 years or more. So I think, you know, building the brand out is going to be a really key piece of what we're doing, educating our supporters on what it is. You know, Division III is different than Division II. Division II is different than Division I. And so we are a youthful Division I program. I think that in this new world, in the disruptor world of college athletics, actually it's an advantage. But I do think that we'll just have to continue to educate what it means to be competitive. You know, I was recently talking to one of our coaches, and we were talking about the transition into eventually the WCC, and that what it takes to compete in the WCC versus maybe where we are right now. So that's going to be a big piece of the puzzle, and we're definitely going to be going out and letting people know how they can support us, how we can grow this program, and how we can ensure that we are competing for championships, but without sacrificing the academic values we hold really, really dear.
Certainly a lot to do, and you have lofty aspirations for UC San Diego Athletics. So for you, who's been on the job now two whole days as we air this, where do you start? Like, what's first? How do you prioritize? How do you get your arms around what needs to be done? And again, the opportunities that are out there.
Yeah, well, you know, you and others are going to hear me say this over and over. I need to earn my spot here on the team. You know, so I'm going to be getting out there. I'm going to be meeting people. I want to listen. I want to hear. You know, I'm the 2 day old infant coming into this thing in terms of my experience level of institutional knowledge. But the key is just going to be building relationships. You know, that's what we're going to want to do. You know, I envision us kind of having a roadshow and going out with coaches and staff to the community here in San Diego, whether it's South County, North County, whether it's regionally in Southern California, if it's us getting up to the Bay Area, wherever that we can get in front of our supporters and help share what where our goals are, but also for me to learn. I want to hear those experiences from our former scholar athletes and alums across the college and the campus. But for me, it's going to be getting out. I cannot be behind my desk. If I'm behind my desk, then I'm not doing my job right. Sure, there's meetings that I'll need to be in. But for me, we need to be out. We need to be about, and we need to really engage our community and our campus.
New UC San Diego Athletic Director Andy Fee is our guest on TritonCast this week. And Andy, so much has changed in college athletics and the landscape in the last several years, and it's changing by the day. We hear about the House settlement, of course, NIL, revenue generation in general. How does UC San Diego fit into that? And how does UC San Diego keep up and make progress in that regard?
Yeah, the house settlement has changed everything in what we do. And, you know, I kind of chuckled to myself when I took over as athletic director at Long Beach in 2017. And I think about what I thought were the challenges and the struggles that we were facing. And I reflect now, coming on board here at UC San Diego, it's almost unrecognizable, you know, with the rules and the fact that, you know, NIL, we're compensating scholar athletes. So I think, you know, the biggest thing for that is just being able to pivot. I think when we live in disruptive times, we have to be proactive. We have to be able to pivot. I think the schools, institutions that are more reactive are the ones that may get the bigger challenges and struggles looking ahead. But for us, we just need to be able to pivot. We need to be able to make sure that we're resourcing. You know, NIL has changed all of our sports, but primarily for us being a non-football school, it's the basketball programs. And so if you want to recruit and retain great scholar athletes who are going to get after it in the classroom and on the court or field of competition, we need those resources. So NIL is going to be front and center in a lot of what we're raising resources and dollars for. But I do think it's just that our fans and supporters understand that, you know, the changes that we're seeing are not the last changes. And that's not to set up a rocky future, so to speak. But I think we need to understand that, you know, we've gotten some resolution around the house case, which has helped us immensely. But it's probably not the last changes that we're going to see. There may be more conference realignment. As the fans know, and Stu Jackson, the commissioner of the WCC, has been very clear that the WCC is still looking potentially for added members as well. So I think it's kind of get comfortable being uncomfortable sometimes. And we're going to be prepared, though, because we're going to be on that proactive end. And we've got, you know, great resources and we've got great partners. And, you know, I just really want to thank Earl Edwards for the hard work he and his team, you know, put in over many years to get us to this point where we're celebrating NCAA Division I success.
Talk about the house settlement and NIL and all of the changes, everything you just spoke about. So being a non-football playing institution, can that be an advantage for UC San Diego in that regard?
Definitely. And, you know, that's the first thing. I think a lot of people think about NIL and then they hear kind of the cap at $20.5 million. And they think, well, you know, what can our institution do? Well, we're not in the football space. So what we have to remind ourselves is the space that we are in and how can we remain and build the competitive nature of our programs within that space. And in the basketball space, we can definitely win championships and recruit great scholar athletes and retain our coaches. It's going to take work. It's going to take investment, but we have a community that's very supportive. And, you know, one thing I talk about all the time is the word investment. You know, sometimes when we talk about raising money, you know, we are not a charity. UC San Diego is not a charity. It is an investment. It's an investment in people. It's investment in ideas. And it's an investment in culture. And I know, you know, partnering across the campus with the chancellor and other leadership that we are definitely going to be able to resource the programs so that when we do enter the WCC and beyond, that we're competing for championships. Again, this campus is just too good not to be in that space.
I want to talk about your background in college athletics a little bit. I know previously you were at the University of San Diego, so there's familiarity with this market specifically. I know you were also at UC Santa Barbara, so in the UC system. How can those two things help you as you settle in here in La Jolla?
Yeah, so, you know, I feel like there's a shorter runway to onboarding and understanding the culture. There's certainly a lot that I need to learn about related to UC San Diego, but, you know, having lived and worked in San Diego for over 8 years previously, working 7 years plus at UC Santa Barbara, I'm very familiar with processes and what that looks like. And so for me, you know, as I just mentioned, the word's proactive, you know, a short runway is what we all need as we're entering the WCC. And having worked in the WCC previously and coming from another WCC institution, You know, I was just talking with Stu Jackson the other day, and I'm very familiar with the conference staff at the Big West. I'm very familiar and comfortable with the conference staff in the WCC. And so to me, that allows me to really have an advantage to getting out there and sharing the vision and the understanding of how we do become what we aspire to be.
You are also the athletic director at Long Beach State. You led that program to unprecedented competitive success, national championships in men's volleyball. Is there something or some things you're most proud of as your time at the beach?
Yeah, I think it's the success we had as a department. We had kind of sport by sport success. And then the department, you know, we won multiple commissioner cups, which again speaks to the strength of your overall department. And then we had individual programs winning conference championships and national championships. And to me, what I'm most proud of, hopefully, is the culture that we built there, that aspired to be great. You know, it's easy to say the words that you want to be great, you want to win championships, but you have to have a championship culture. And that's where it all starts or stops, is with your culture. And so I'm really proud of what we left upon my departure to go up to UW. But winning national championships and commissioner cups, like, you know, and being able to celebrate that together as a team, I think is one of my most favorite memories of my years at Long Beach State.
That was your first opportunity to be a Division I athletic director. So for you personally, what was the biggest adjustment from being on, say, senior leadership within a department to running the department?
I think time management. I understood, or I felt I understood, being around some great mentors and great athletic directors, what the job was and how you did it. But until you do it, you don't really know. And I think I learned really quickly that, you know, I felt I had great time management skills, but you're just pulled a million different directions. And you're not just pulled a million different directions in your department. It's across the campus. It's across the community. It's across the NCAA. And so I think managing your time and really being focused on strategy and understanding your goals, you don't want to be a mile wide and an inch deep. You really want to focus. And that's what I keep saying about, you know, the pillars of what we're going to do and our goals and the vision. So I think, you know, coming back into a leadership role as an athletic director again, you know, I feel that I'm so much more prepared to jump on board a new university, a new institution because of that experience, and hopefully have a shorter runway.
How did you, throughout your career, how did you become an effective leader?
I have had great mentors, unbelievable mentors. Way back, Gene Smith, who recently retired as the athletic director at Ohio State, he was the AD at Arizona State when I was just a baby in the industry. And I got to watch him and see how he went about work. And, you know, seeing someone that successful leaves a lasting impression. And, you know, then I went to University of San Diego and got to work with Kai Snyder and so many others. I'm lucky. I'm really lucky because I think I'm a hard worker. You know, I've got a decent head on my shoulders, but the opportunities that my mentors gave me, I was supervising head coaches at 30 years old at the University of San Diego. You know, those are not easy experiences to get. You know, it's tough. It's tough to build experience in this industry. And so having mentors and working alongside people like Shaney Fink here at Seattle, or Pat Chun at UW, or Jen Cohen at USC, I watch, I listen, and, you know, I'm not into reinventing the wheel. You know, I see what works, and being around great people, you can really learn a lot. So I've been really blessed.
In your career in college athletics administration, was AD, was that the goal?
You know, it's funny. I get that question a lot from younger people getting into business. And, you know, my analogy I'll use is when I started at Arizona State, Gene Smith was kind of like New York City, and I was, you know, on the West Coast, and it seemed so far away, but I kind of knew where it was. And I thought, well, that might be a cool job. You know, Gene seems like, you know, he loves his job. Like that's something I might be interested in. But I was more focused on getting there. So I was kind of like, well, how do I get from the West Coast to Denver, from Denver to Chicago? And along the way, I probably didn't realize that it was really possible to about 2016, maybe a year before I got the AD job at Long Beach State, when I said to myself, wow, this actually might be possible and something that I really, truly want. So, you know, some people, they know right away what they want to be in life or they're going to get there. You know, I had an idea of what I wanted to be, so to speak, when I was a grown up. But it took a lot of experience and years and travels to get there. But it's been an unbelievable journey. This is the only thing I've done in my professional life is work in higher ed. And I'm just so lucky and blessed that I get to do this every day.
Our guest on TritonCast this week is new Triton Athletic Director, Andy Fee. Let's go back to Long Beach for a minute. So you're the AD there, and that was right around the time where UC San Diego was voted into the Big West Conference. And then, of course, a few years later began its transition. What do you remember about that while you were at the beach?
Yeah, so there were always some rumblings going on. And I've known Earl a long time, going back to those days at USD. And so I had always kind of kept tabs and talked to him. And I remember the first time him reaching out and he goes, Andy, are you going to support me? And I was like, Earl, I got your back. What's going on? You know, and he kind of told me what the plan was. And I felt that the plan that the chancellor had kind of implemented with Earl and the rest of the campus leadership was something that was going to be effective. And so I was very supportive of it because I felt that UC San Diego could make the conference better, that they would come in and be competitive and raise the bar for all of us. You know, it's tough. You're competing against one another, but you do want them to succeed. Maybe not the day that you play that competitor, but you want them to win because that helps you and helps build the brand and helps build your resume. So, you know, it was exciting news and the expansion of the conference and really fitting to the alignment of what the conference did. It was kind of a no-brainer as far as I was concerned. And so I was really happy when it was finally approved and UC San Diego joined. That was a great day.
You left Long Beach to go up to Washington, as you referenced, as the deputy AD. What was that decision like for you? Why did you make that move?
Yeah, you know, so people have really been a focus of my career. And so my predecessor at UW is somebody that I know, and Jen had reached out to me and just, hey, you know, he's leaving. You got any ideas and names or what do you think? And so I was like, okay, let me think about it. And, you know, there's probably some people that would be a great fit. And we talked for probably like 5 months. She didn't fill the position and we would talk probably every other week. And then finally in summer of 22, you know, she's like, well, what about you? And I was like, well, what about me? She's like, come up here and work with me. Come on. And, you know, I think my wife and I were really intrigued by unique opportunity. And people, again, have always been a focus of what we like to make decisions around and who we want to work for and who we want to be around and who I felt I could learn from. And Jen is one of the best athletic directors in the country. I still talk to her all the time. And I just felt like this was a unique opportunity to expand my skill set. And, you know, the things I got to do at UW, one of them, and I think maybe a strength of mine that maybe the chancellor saw was, you know, the conference transition experience that I have. And so when I got up to UW, there was the expansion or, you know, the transition from the Pac-12 into the Big Ten, which I got to be a part of and help lead that transition. And to me, that was invaluable. And then the same thing moving over to Seattle University, where Shaney, a longtime colleague and friend, and making the move from the WAC into the WCC, and again, to use that experience that I gained at UW was just really exciting. So it's been a great journey up north. But at the end of the day, I'm happy to be coming south and headed home.
Love to hear that. So you've been through this conference transition thing a couple of times in very recent years, as you noted, Washington to the Big Ten and Seattle University into the West Coast Conference. So what did you learn from those transitions from the campus side that will help make our transition go smoothly in 2027?
Well, I think it's being proactive. And I think the chancellor and the leadership team understanding, you know, what the future is, as much as we can see what it is from our crystal ball right now. So you've got to have campus leadership that has a vision. And again, you know, our chancellor has a vision for greatness, you know, in every facet of the university. But I think it comes back to that word, and I use it a lot, is being proactive. And I think if you watch transitions across the country and you see who's transitioning or what conference they're going to, you know, there's two ways, in my opinion. There's a transition into something bigger, leveling up, or there's something maybe more lateral. And for UC San Diego, we are leveling up. There is no doubt about that. And that is not to speak ill of the Big West at all. I have immense respect for Dan Butterly, the conference, and the institutions within the Big West. But I think every institution is going to have their own goals. Every institution I've worked at has different goals. They may be working towards a certain direction, but the way they do it is differently. And for our campus and the vision that the chancellor has, you know, the WCC is an amazing landing spot for us. So I think you've got to be thinking ahead. You've got to be anticipating what's coming around the corner. Luckily for us, we've got, you know, almost 2 years, a little less than 2 years to be prepared for that. And which is great. At Seattle University, we had 1 year and that was a scramble. But with 2 years, it gives us such an advantage to hit the ground running when we enter the WCC to compete for a Commissioner's Cup or conference championships and beyond.
So for you personally, when you are pursuing this job at UC San Diego, when did you find out about the West Coast Conference? Was it after you signed your agreement?
Well, working in the WCC previously to UC San Diego, I might have heard some rumblings of possibilities without divulging anything. So I had an inkling that it was very real and that it could happen. Not that I knew that it was going to happen at all, but I definitely had an inkling that this was something that was in serious conversation. So for me, quietly, that was really exciting and something that I am and was fired up when the announcement went out from campus about moving to the WCC. So, you know, I didn't have all the inside baseball, but I had an idea that it was coming. And to me, I think it's a great move.
Yeah, it's an exciting opportunity to be sure. But a lot of, with that comes loftier expectations, as we've discussed throughout. So how much of your time as you get settled here in La Jolla will be spent on forward thinking WCC versus now needs, whether that's capital projects, fundraising, et cetera?
Yeah, so that's the juggling. You know, we talked a little bit earlier, your question about my experience in managing your time and managing what you can invest in. And what I mean by that is there's multi-focus approach here. We are still members of the Big West Conference. We want to win Big West championships. We want to win a Big West Commissioner's Cup. We want to compete in the postseason. And at the same time, we need to be prepared for 2 years from now. And the great part is in the transition, I will be in campus leadership, the chancellor, myself, others. We will have glimpses into the West Coast Conference. There will be meetings that we will be invited to attend when discussing the kind of timeline after 2020 or, you know, beginning of summer of 27. So we're going to be able to have some input into what the future looks like. And then we'll still be living in the Big West. So juggling those two is not easy because you need to have focus, but that's where it comes. You know, clarity of mission and vision and strategic objectives. And that's the biggest thing we're going to work on. You know, I've outlined some things, but as a department, you know, if anyone asks you or me or whomever it might be, you know, what are we trying to accomplish? How are we going to do it? Every single person is going to be able to answer that question, because that's the biggest thing that people want. If we're asking people to invest, whether it's their time, their money, their resources, we need to be able to show them that we are an amazing investment, which we are. And so our communications planning is going to be at the A-plus level. We've got great people across this campus, not just in athletics, who can help us build and craft that message. But that's going to be the focus as we move into the future.
And I assume that internally, on the very local level within the department, what you were just talking about is how you will earn our trust and get our buy-in from the coaches and the staff, administrators, et cetera.
100%. And I really mean that. And as you know, I've already, you know, sent out some communications to coaches and staff about how important their input is in all of this. You know, as the leader of the department, I have a lot of responsibilities and accountability to do that. But this is a we thing. This is a team thing. We're going to accomplish these ambitious goals together. I can't do any of this myself. It's too heavy of a lift for one person to do these things. So we're going to do it together as a team. I'm going to want input. What's working? What can we do better? How can we be prepared? What do you need? You know, you're all the subject matter experts in particular areas, whether you're a coach or you're a unit lead or a department head. And we're going to craft something that everybody can be proud of, that they can feel that they have some ownership in that. And I believe at least the groups and schools and programs that I've been a part of that are successful, that's how those are built. That's how championships are built.
And what's the excitement level for you and Nicole to get back to Southern California?
I think Nicole is going to beat me down there. That's how excited she is. I think she might even be on a plane right now. She is so excited and I'm excited. We loved our time in San Diego. We did not have the opportunity to work at UC San Diego while we're there. So we're leveling up and get to be a part of that amazing institution. But we get to come home to San Diego, get to come home to Southern California. And we literally cannot wait to get there. We're going to have an amazing time. We're going to have fun. We're going to win. We're going to get, you know, these championships, as I mentioned, and not only on the field of competition, but in the classroom. And that's the most exciting thing, I think, for me is, you know, sometimes people, they when they think about linking academics and athletics, you know, they're not mutually exclusive. You can be a champion on the court and you can be a champion in the classroom. And again, I'm really thankful for Earl and everyone there that's been able to build such an amazing program.
Yeah. You mentioned the academics, clearly the most important thing here at UC San Diego. But as we look ahead to the future in the WCC, that's another conference where the schools within that conference are really focused on academics. So that's another reason why we might be the only public institution, at least as they're presently constructed, the academic piece, that is very much in common, right?
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, we're by the numbers a larger institution, but the values align in lockstep. And by that is, you know, what is the scholar athlete experience? You know, we're preparing these young people to become the next generation of leaders across our country and throughout the world. And the way that we do that is by building a system that allows people to explore, to learn, to find discovery. And that comes in the classroom and that comes on the field of competition.
And lastly, we'll end here, UC San Diego, 24 intercollegiate varsity sports and about 600 scholar athletes. What will your message be to the scholar athletes when you get to campus?
That we're here to serve them. We're here to build the most unbelievable, you know, scholar athlete experience that we can. And that comes in the classroom, that comes on the field of competition. That means preparing them for a world that is ever changing, and it's changing at a rate that's also sometimes, you know, it feels like a blink of an eye. And so we want, you know, our scholar athletes, you know, some may go on and play professionally, and that's fantastic. But eventually everybody's playing career comes to an end at some point. Mine came way too early, but some get to go on and play for years. But we want them to be prepared when they come back from maybe their athletic experience to be able to step into their community and make a difference. And so my message to them is I'm here for them. We are here for them. We are here to empower them and to hopefully change their lives and propel them onto greatness.
Amazing stuff, Andy. You can't get here fast enough. We look forward to seeing you on campus soon. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thoroughly enjoyed that conversation with Andy. His enthusiasm and positivity are contagious, and we are thrilled to welcome him to La Jolla. We'll plan to have Andy back on the show later this school year to update us on how things are progressing. Well, be sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcast platform so you don't miss a moment. New episodes of TritonCast premiere on Wednesdays. Thanks for listening this week, and don't forget, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast platforms by searching TritonCast wherever you get your pods. And a reminder, You can listen to any of our 119 episodes anytime on demand. Just visit ucsdtritons.com/podcasts. For more on TritonCast, follow us on X at TritonCast. And if you have a suggestion for a future guest, you can send us a tweet or email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. We'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.